Blog Talk Radio.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true.
Blog Talk Radio.
Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
Change my heart, oh God.
Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
You are the Father.
Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Hallelujah. And today we have a special guest. Wednesday, March the 7th, 2012, we have a special guest, Evangelist Barbara Mack from Jesus in the Morning Blog Talk Radio Show. Yay! I don't have my sound system set up yet, Evangelist Mack, but I'm going to get one. Anyway, we want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, and Power Lunch with Jesus in the Word. Now, for those of you who do not know Evangelist Mack, she is a hard hitter. She come hard in the spirit, but she come out of love, and she comes out of the fact that she wants you to be right with God. So we're going to turn the broadcast over to Evangelist Mack, and Evangelist Mack, welcome. Please introduce yourself. Tell us about your program on Blog Talk Radio. Tell us the times and the dates of the program so other people can get blessed by it. And whatever the Lord gives you to speak about today, you have the floor.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Scott. I thank you so much for the invitation. And I thank God that he loves his people so much that he sent his only son, Jesus. And the word says that if we believe on him, then we have a chance to have everlasting life. But if we don't believe, we messed up already.
That's right.
Because one thing about God, he loves his son because the son is so obedient. So at this time, I want to pray the prayer of faith quickly. And when we come back, I want to come back with one song, if I can get in here to pull the song up. And then we'll briefly go to Matthew's, the sixth chapter, verses, I want to say 33, we're going to talk down in that ending part and see what the Lord have to say to the church today. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this noonday hour. Father, we thank you for what you've done for us already, what you're doing right now, and God, what you're going to do. Father, I bring every call and every listener before you today. For your eyes is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And God, you know what your people are going through, and you know what's best for them today. They belong to you. So, Father, I bring them before you, asking that you would meet every need today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, bless every household represented here, and bless every family member. In the name of Jesus, Father, continue to bless Evangelist Scott. Bless her going out and bless her coming in. Father, bless her family and her household today. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And, Father, again, we thank you for this noonday opportunity. And, Father, we thank you for your move. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to try right quick to pull up this one song, and it won't be from my sound system either. It'll be from a file, and I'm sure it will play well. I'm sure it will play well. But I just wanted to play this one song. God is just good to us. He's on our side in spite of ourselves. And if we can but trust him, everything will be all right for us. But we must first learn to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's coming up quickly now, and I'm going to play it. Bear with me, it's coming.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right.
I have an old church here, and I don't have a tambourine even. I don't have an old building, so I had to bring it along with me. Jake, start rolling now.
Oh, Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have it. I have everything I need in Jesus Christ. And not just a mansion, not just a house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, not a car, not money. I have everything I need because I believe today. I believe the word of God. I believe Jesus. When I found out God was real, all I needed to do is have faith and believe, confidence in him, trust in him. And today I'm beyond being blessed in my eyesight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't need to be rich with millions of dollars. I need to have faith and confidence in Almighty God. He supplies more than I need. He's much bigger than me. Hallelujah. So let us look at the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and we want to start at the 33rd verse. And this is what it says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I want to say this before I kind of break that down a little bit. When we come to God and he receives us, and we find out that there's a calling for us, or there's work that we can do unto him, the first thing we want is we want the big building. We want the big car. We want this and we want that. But this is what this particular passage of scripture let me know, that if I seek him first, his kingdom and his righteousness, whatever else I need, he's going to add it to me. He's going to give it to me. I don't have to seek after stuff and things. All I need to do is keep my seeking mode on. I just need to seek after God. I need to seek his word. I need to stand still and know that he's God. I need to have patience to wait for him, because surely he's coming. His word says so. We must believe. That's the key today, is to believe in what God says. There's nothing in between. Don't put nothing in between there. Either do it or don't. Either believe it or doubt. That's the bottom line. So today we want to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and we ain't going to worry about all that being added unto us, because he's going to do it automatic. He's not a lying God. And many wonder, why I don't have this, why I don't have that, why I have to piggyback off of them, why this going on? Because of this, we're not seeking first. First means before anything else. First, we seek in his kingdom and his righteousness. The kingdom of God, knowing that all these things are going to be added unto us. And many times it's not God adding the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. Many times it's not God adding a better paying job, money in the bank, what my children want, Jordan tennises and all this stuff. But he's adding love to us. He's adding patience to us. He's adding faith to us. He's adding obedience to us. See, whatever things that are lovely, whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever will bring a good report, this is what we should be focusing on. Nothing else, nothing else. But when we see here, add these things to us, the first thing we think about is, oh, I'm going to get a better job, or I'm going to get money, or I'm going to get a house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy, or I'm going to get a husband, or I'm going to get a wife, or I'm going to get more clothes, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get jewelry, I'm going to get that. The things of the earth, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we need to go back to the old path and take a look around and choose today whom you're going to serve. Because if you're going to be real with Almighty God, you got to let stuff and things go and begin to walk in the spirit, that you don't fulfill the lust of your flesh. We got to seek spiritual things because we're serving a spiritual God. This is what God honors, spiritual things. Things that's of him, because he's pure and holy. We are not. We come from a sinful nature today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I wanted to share that a little bit right there. And if you get a chance, go on down and read until the scripture completely ends. And if you'll find this, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow should take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We're working right now. We're seeking God right now. I can't worry about the job opening that's coming open next week. I can't worry about that today. I can't worry what I think my husband might do next week. I'm not into that. Or what the people may say about me 2 weeks from now. I can't do that. I got to seek the kingdom of God today and his righteousness.
Yeah.
I got to pray for patience. Pray for love. I got to pray for obedience. I pray for understanding of his word. Praying and asking God to help me to make my calling and election sure with only him. Because what I found out, if I got him and he's for me and he's more than the whole world against me, when people cut the fool, I don't have to worry about that. He takes care of people.
Yes.
He has had my enemy to come back and apologize to me.
I know that's right.
Because, see, now we even got to love our enemy. Hallelujah. We got to love him in spite of. If we want to go back with him, if we want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto Almighty God. God bless you today. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you. And I ask that the Lord would move for you and your family today in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Evangelist Scott. God bless you, baby.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You going to go that short on me, though, for real, Evangelist Mac?
Well, I didn't know how much time we had, and I didn't know if your show ended at 12:30.
No, it doesn't end at 12:30. That's my fault. You actually have till 1 o'clock today. I actually extended it because you were going to be on, and because I had so much going on this morning, I didn't get a chance to contact you before the broadcast, but you have time. You do actually have 43 minutes left. So if you have anything else from the Lord, please feel free. But one thing I wanted to say, because the Bible does say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But what I want to say, and I'm not saying this to try to be smart, but I know we have people that come back and listen in the archives, and we have people, you know, on the phone line in the chat rooms. But my question would be to those that don't know, because, you know, this broadcast is basically about people getting born again, coming to know who Jesus is. For those who don't know how to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, can you break it down for us? What does that mean to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? How exactly am I supposed to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness?
Well, this is what I believe that seeking him is, because this is what works for me, is to begin to pray. Begin to pray. Whatever you do, before you do it, whatever you think, you want to think it in prayer, because now you want to become spiritual. So everything that you do, you're talking to God about it, seeking him. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to God about it, and you're waiting for an answer from him.
Amen.
I remember I used to go down, what I call going down in prayer. I would get on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pray the prayer of faith, but I would jump right up. Soon as the prayer over, I'm up. But the Lord began to speak to me and to show me, if you pray and wait, you'll hear from me. So I've learned over the years that when I go down in prayer, when I say amen, hallelujah, that means I'm sealing the deal. I've ended my prayer. I don't get up off my knees so fast.
Yeah.
I wait right there. And sure enough, he speaks back to me in my spirit. Yeah. And then the thought will come to my mind. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's a done deal. Or if I'm asking a question, he'll give me the answer in my spirit. I'll know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can explain it to you. But seeking means to pray. And it means that everything we do, we are looking for God. And before we do anything, we're looking for Almighty God. And we need an answer from him.
Amen.
And now I want to share this too. The only way you're going to find him is you must seek him. You must come to him, talk to him, ask him. You must believe him. Because many people think they went to the altar and they had an experience. They felt something. They cried at the altar. They said what the preacher told them to say. And they get up and they say they're saved. They're born again. But even in that, you got to seek God and make your calling and election sure. When you leave from the altar, you yet got to pray. You yet got to open the Bible and begin to read. And if you don't understand, you got to ask God this. Again, seeking him, you got to ask God for understanding of his word, just the way he wants you to live it in your everyday life.
See, so it doesn't end at the altar?
Wait, say that again.
It doesn't end at the altar?
No, it does not end at the altar. It's an everyday, all-day thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an everyday, all-day thing. And you got to surround yourself with the things of God, the people of God. Because, see, the enemy speak to us, our flesh speak to us. And if we're not surrounded by the people of God or the things of God, we'll find ourselves back in familiar places.
And that's the truth. That is the truth. And the reason why I said it doesn't end at the altar like that is because I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and we were talking about that very thing. Like, people will go to the altar, and then somebody will lay hands on them. Say they went up to the altar to pray about fornication or adultery, lying, whatever. They went up there and the person laid hands on them and they felt something, okay, or had some chills running up their skin or whatever the case is, and they think everything is okay. So after that, they don't do anything else. They don't pray. They don't fast. They don't read their word. But then they still find themselves acting the same they were acting before they went to the altar.
Mm-hmm. Because what happened is you had an experience, and what they're calling the chills, that's the anointing. And you felt the anointing, but even after, I feel the anointing every day.
Mm-hmm.
When God is about to do something for somebody and he used my mouth to prophesy to them, I feel more than the anointing, I'll say. I feel the Spirit of God for real. But simply because I feel it, it don't stop there.
That's right.
Yeah, I yet have to pray. I yet have to fast. I yet have to love my enemies. There's a lot to do.
Mm.
And this is why I don't understand how people get sidetracked, because it's so much for you to do. The way you get sidetracked is this: you're not seeking the kingdom of God first. You're not seeking his righteousness first.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowing your flesh to rule, and you're allowing the enemy to say some things. And the enemy will even speak through other people. Oh, you don't have to stay in the house like a hermit. Oh, you don't just have to listen to gospel music in your car.
Mm.
If this will keep you safe in the spirit, that's what you better do. I remember the Lord was talking about going to heaven with one eye, then going to hell with both of them.
Yes.
Whatever it takes to keep you with him. Until you come out of your trials. See, because we have to graduate.
Yeah.
There are stages in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When I first come to him, I was sincere. It took a well-made-up mind. That's the first key, too, Evangelist Scott.
Yes.
The first thing in coming, not coming to God because I don't know nobody else to go to. I'm in trouble now. You can come in that stage. That's fine. Because whosoever will, let them come.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come to God, we must have a well-made-up mind. And then we want to talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I first come to him, I was the dope lady. And I told God, I said, Lord, I believe you're real. I want to believe you're real. I heard that you're real. But I don't really know. I said, but if you're real, I want to be just as real in you as you are real.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, I didn't see no bright light from heaven. I didn't feel nothing falling upon me. But my mind was made up, so I decided to wait, have patience. I found myself on the side of my bed. That's where my altar was. And I would kneel down in prayer on the side of my bed. After I prayed that prayer there, I found myself praying prayers like this: God, let me die so you can live.
Mm.
You hear me? And other prayers that were spiritual. I wasn't praying that once I let this dope game go, that God, you make a way that I have an income making more money than I was when I had selling dope. No, I didn't do that now. What I realized, because see, he began to speak in my spirit. He began to speak in me and let me know, if you but trust me.
Yes.
If you but have faith in me.
Yes.
I'm right here. I would never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
I'll be with you until the end, but you got to trust me.
Got to.
And keep faith in me.
Yes.
So from 1993 until today, I've had that same well made up mind daily. And then the one more thing he gave to me. I went to him down on my knees at an ottoman. And he told me he was going to make my life better than it had ever been. But don't go back.
Don't go back.
He told me if I go back, this body will surely lay down and never get up again.
Oof.
Yes, ma'am. He said, because now all that's living in that body is my spirit. And when I tell y'all, I forgot how to club. I used to know how to club. I used to know how to dance in the club. I used to know how to roll and smoke marijuana. I don't know how to do that. Today, I don't know how to be with a man that I'm not married to.
My Lord.
And I believe if I got married, my husband would have to teach me.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been out of that so long, I don't even know how to date because God don't give me dating. That's not for the people, God, no dating. We don't do what the world do. Yeah, it's a new day for me. And even today, my desire in the natural is different. See, I used to want a husband. I used to want a man in my life. Today, it's not that. I don't have those desires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I have a desire to be a blessing unto people. My main desire I have is to obey God at any cost. Huh? Jesus. To do what he says, when he says, how he say do it.
Yes.
I can't worry about what people think about me. That's not important today. Especially in Almighty God done spoke. Oh, no. I can't be concerned about you and what you're going to think about me.
Amen.
But what I can do is obey God. And then he proved to me, see, what I told you to do, look what happened. I've been standing before people and they told me no.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the twinkling of an eye, they come back with a yes answer. I've seen them say, wait now. You know we could do it this way. You see what I'm saying? They changed it because he said yes before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if I believed the report of myself and the report of man, I would have went out there with a no, I would have left with a no answer. But because I know Almighty God, and again, we're back to seeking. We must pray. This is how you seek God. And you don't go to him with repetitious prayers. Father, the holy God of the this and that. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You don't got to go to him with all of that.
You
go
to
him with sincerity. He honors a sincere heart. He said, even they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Father, I'm coming to you today because I need this and this and that.
Yes.
And Lord, I don't really know how to really live right before you. I went to the altar, and I believe in my heart I received you. But God, I need you to lead and guide me.
Yes.
I need strength in believing and having confidence in you.
Yes.
Having trust in you. And if you'll help me with these things, I can walk up right before you. I can live right before you daily.
Yes, I like
and
that.
And whatever
like
your
that.
Will is for my life, mm-hmm. God, I can be who you would have me to be.
Yes. I like
and
that.
And don't let it be about being a sugar daddy with God. He's nobody daddy. He's our heavenly Father.
What?
He's holy and we're to reverence him.
Ooh, not
when I say
daddy.
Don't let him be a sugar daddy, don't go to God because you want stuff and things.
Mm.
Go to him because you want to live right before him. You want to be in this dressing room on the earth preparing for his coming. He's coming back one day, and he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle.
That's right. That's what the word is.
He's not looking for a physical building. He's looking for a people that's spiritual.
Amen.
Now, I can't tell you you'll be perfect. For the rest of your life, there'll be things in your life that you have to work on. He left me with a little something, and he let me know one day, if I take that from you, you're going to lose me because you're going to think you're perfect. You're going to think there are no flaws in your life. And you really will forget me. I believe every word he said. Apostle Paul said there was a thorn. Hiya, shata. It is hiya. In his flesh. So we can't be perfect now. You won't be perfect. But it's that God that we serve who's perfect. It's the mediator he gave between me and him that's perfect. And he honored the mediator, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And when I go to Jesus and ask him to go to the Father on my behalf, it's as if I'm perfect. Because whatever the Son asks for, this is what Almighty God is going to do. He loved his Son. His Son didn't, nobody took the Son life. He gave it up.
He gave it up.
Knowing that one day I would have been the dope lady. He knew one day I was a fornicator. He already knew I was going to be an adulteress. He knew I was going to be a thief. He knew everything that I was going to be, yet he gave his life up for me. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We could go preach on that one and keep going for that one for a long time. And Evangelist, just one moment. We have a person online with their hand raised, area code 678. I'm going to go to them real quick. Hello, area code 678. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Power Lunch with Jesus and the Word.
Hello. Miss Johnson, I'm trying to get in. I can't get in on the board.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with that, but you're on the phone line.
Yeah.
And I have you right here, Sister Clarice Johnson. Go on and tell us something good today.
Oh, this was a good guy. So it's light in place, you know that. And you know about the other situation I call Pharaoh holding on.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. But your chat room is open, Evangelist Scott.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm going there now. But on that link, Clarice, on that link, if you click that link, her show should open up. And you should be able to go to the bottom of the page and give it a few minutes, and the chat room should come up.
Okay, we'll do. Okay.
Okay. All right. God bless you for calling in. God bless you, woman. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. But Evangelist Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay.
I
wanted to go back
too.
To that word, speak again.
Yes.
And
okay.
I want to give a clear definition of seeking.
Okay.
And what I found the definition of seeking to be is to search for, to try to reach, to attempt. That's what seek means. So when we're going to seek first the kingdom, we're going to search for it. We're going to try to reach it. We're going to do an attempt. And
right.
I promise you, if you search for God, you're going to find him.
Yes, you will.
He wished that none should perish.
That's right. That's right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The anointing is there, and it's the same word coming over and over again. It's the same word just coming over and over again. So God's intention is for those that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
God's intention is for those that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And those of us that claim to know Jesus, we need to have our spiritual ears open and hear what the word of the Lord is saying to us. Seek the Lord, not cars, not houses, not rings, not all of this other stuff, because that stuff perishes. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because everything else is going to perish. Everything else is going to be done away with. And that stuff can't get you into heaven. It can't get you into
heaven. You know something else, Evangelist Scott? We can't even seek man.
Sure
can. Many of us do. Because we're seeking the pastor. We're seeking the prophetess. We're seeking the prophet. We're seeking the bishop. We're seeking the apostle.
Yes.
But that's not what the word says. The word says seek ye first now.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
First. The kingdom of God and his righteousness.
First, yes.
Because even in all these things being added unto us, what you need spiritually will be added unto you.
Yes, it will.
Because many of us, we go to man for what only God going to give us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to man right now because, see, to us, to many, I'm going to say, not to me, he's invisible. And because they can't see him, they don't really believe.
That's right.
So, ooh. If I'm going to reach God, I need to run to the pastor. I need to run to the prophet. I need to run to the prophetess. I got to look for him. And see, I don't have to do any of that today. None of us do. Because of this, if we'll go to God, he's going to give us more than any pastor ever would have gave us. Now, I won't say he won't use the pastor. Because sometimes God will use people to bless you.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll use people to bless you. But you don't want to just seek people for your blessing. You want to have a one-on-one with God. You want to have a personal relationship with him.
Got to.
You want to trust him. Because, see, when pastor gone, what you going to do?
What you going to do?
Yes, sir. I got to leave Jacksonville, Florida, and go down to Tupelo, Mississippi. And you can't find me, what you going to do?
What you going to do?
But if you got God for yourself, you don't need me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when God bless us to be together, we come together in celebration that God blessed me to see my sisters and brothers. Oh, we've been to praise God. We've been to have a sure enough worship service.
Yes.
You see? But
like
we get filled up and we go back out.
Mm-hmm.
And look, many people, they make excuses. I don't know how to come to Jesus. Like battered and abused women. Oh, I done talked to her about him beating her. No, you don't have to keep doing that. Now, you made an attempt out of love. She can't receive that. I'm not going to make an excuse for her. But if she's sick and tired of being sick and tired, I promise you she's going to find a way out of that abusive relationship.
Sure will. Ask me. I know.
And if we get sick and tired of the devil,
for real,
and every time you turn around, we're having real, real bad days, we're going to go to God. Listen, I'm telling you, Evangelist Scott, I was the real dope lady. This no joke.
My Lord.
And when I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, the preacher didn't have to come to me and say, come to the altar.
Mm.
I didn't know no other way. I went to God. I said, well, you need to give God a try. Maybe he real. That's what I said. Maybe.
Mm.
Well, during these times, I didn't really know. I kind of believed a little bit. But I didn't really know.
Didn't really know.
I wasn't really giving God a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But when I gave him a real chance, he come in and let me know he's real. And not only that, all of those days when you didn't believe, when you didn't give me nothing, I was yet there blessing you.
Yes.
I yet love you. When you was in the French Quarters doing the butterfly and everything else, I was right there for you. Huh? Yes, sir. Pastor Henley here with me, here doing the butterfly.
Oh,
yes,
man, wait a minute, Evangelist Mac, wait a minute. She said, in the French Quarter doing the butterfly?
Yes, sir, I was doing the butterfly up in the French Quarter in the club.
I just got a visual. Wait a minute.
I'm telling you what was going on.
Wait a minute. We have a caller, area code 614. I need a minute because I got a visual of doing the butterfly in the French Quarter. So we're going to go to area code 614. We can't have fun in the Lord. Now, that was funny. Now, area code 614, welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries and Power Lunch with Jesus and the Word.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise
hallelujah,
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to add that that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. Who's this?
Brother Dre.
This is Brother Dre. This is Brother Dre.
You know what, Brother Dre? Don't play with me.
You that voice, but I don't know if you were going to catch me, Evangelist Scott.
That's okay. That's okay. I got you.
Also, he a man of his word. He had told me earlier he would be there at 12. That's how I knew, too.
Oh, right. I mean, I saw him in the chat room. I saw him in the chat room, but what I asked him was that him on area code 614, he didn't say anything.
I'm waiting for my keyboard now. I'm outside. I got some people doing some work on my bathroom, so there's a lot of hammering and sawing going on, so I had to come outside.
Okay. Well, you have the floor now. Go ahead, Brother Dre. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to thank both of y'all for making a difference, you know, because of a lot of people, they're not going to open their Bible up. So unless you get out here and just preach the word, how else are they going to know Jesus, you know?
Amen.
And he,
amen.
You know, he given us some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, prophets, all for the perfecting of the saints. So I just thank both of you for help perfecting me, you know. I just thank God. I just thank
amen.
God for that.
Iron sharpens iron. That's what I say.
Amen.
Iron sharpens
amen.
Iron. We need to support each other as we go out there and give the word of God, because anybody that's been on Jesus in the morning knows that this woman is no nonsense, and she says what the Lord says, and she has anointed people on this broadcast, and people's lives are being transformed, and people's lives are being changed. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have her on this broadcast, because I knew she was going to break the word down, and we have to, the very scripture that she said, we have to seek first the kingdom of God. All the rest of the stuff, what is it going to do for you when you need healing? What is it going to do for you when you need deliverance? Because my house can't do nothing for me when I need healing. My house can't do nothing for me when I need deliverance. My house can't do nothing for me when I need a comforter. But the word says seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his righteousness, don't just seek the kingdom of God, but seek his righteousness. So
amen.
I'm not going to start because you know I keep going on and on. So go ahead.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. But, you know, when you said that, I thought about children. And many of us have grown children.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, woman, I've seen mothers who will not let them grown children go.
Mm-hmm.
They will almost allow the children to kill them and bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're the men and women of God. I have 8 biological babies. 8 biological. Although God called all 8 to the ministry, all 8 is not doing ministry now.
Right, right.
Amen.
Like my baby, she living the way she want to, that the what we call the knee baby, the daughter next to her doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, he said all 8 was ministers. I believe him. I can't help what they do, what they say, and what I see. I believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
And see, I learned this over the years, like you said, Evangelist Scott. In the midnight hour, when them grown kids are gone out doing their thing, good or bad, I'm home alone. And when I need something from the Lord, I can't call on them. They're not there.
That's right, that's right.
And I can call on Almighty God and he will send comfort for me.
Yes, 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 yes.
And so I will let nothing separate me. And he told me this, if I love anything more than I love him, I'm not worthy.
My God, my God.
I'm not worthy. Yeah. And that's true, you're not worthy of him because you're putting everything and everybody else ahead of him.
Yes,
that's
yes,
true.
Yes.
That's
and
true.
No children suffered on no cross for you. No child laid their life down for you.
Sure
no
did.
Preacher, no sister, no brother, no mother, no husband, no wife, no cousin, no aunt, no uncle, no grandmother, grandfather. Nobody laid their life down for you but Almighty God who has all the power.
Hallelujah.
And this is who we want to research.
Hallelujah.
This is who we want to search after.
Hallelujah.
This is who we want to love, for he so loved us.
So
yes.
loved.
He so,
so
loved.
Loved
us. Mm. Do you couldn't imagine how much God loved us.
No.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want to say good afternoon, Minister Desiree, I believe it is, and Patriarch Greg. God bless you, Brother Greg, and God bless you, Minister Howard. God bless y'all this afternoon. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Yeah, so, I know for myself, if we can just get it right with him, forget what them church folks saying. Because many times, if you go to the pastor house, you'll be disappointed.
Yes, you will.
And sometimes you don't have to go to the pastor house. Hear what the neighbors got to say. Oops.
Amen.
Not only that, they taught me this.
Amen.
The senior bishop showed me this. Watch what the wife do when he up preaching. It'll tell the story.
Yes, it will. Yes,
Amen.
It will.
Watch what the husband do when the wife up preaching. It'll tell a story.
Yes, it will.
Well, see, they saying one thing, but they doing another.
Yep. Yeah.
And our lips and our heart must line up together.
Yes.
And if it does not line up together, God know we liars.
That's right.
Let me tell you, I'm learning this too, Brother Dre. People have all this big image, a big poster, and when you go to their website, it's like they just in cyberspace, and they got millions of people or thousands of people at their ministry. They don't even have nobody to answer the phone because they done went and got an 800 line or something to trick you to make you think they got a big ministry. And it's five or three or two people, and it may be just them and their wife or their family. That's a lie, too. See, I'm telling you, the enemy come but to steal, kill, and destroy. We have to be careful what we do.
Yes,
my daughter reminds me all the time, Mama, be careful where you put your name, Mama.
Yes.
See, because they got all kind of tricks out here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make you think I got a mega ministry. When I'm the one out here cleaning floors and cleaning these people's house and cooking food and doing the laundry.
Yes.
I'm going to make you think I got a Mercedes Benz when I got a 98 Ford Contour taking these kids to and from. But that's what they do. They don't have three members, valid three members. But they want you to think because of that poster and the way they done paid somebody to do a website for them, they got it going on. That's a lie, straight from the pits of hell.
My Lord, she said barely three members.
She's telling it, though. She's speaking
on it. I see, because I tried something this morning, because people send me people all the time to bring to the show to preach. And when I clicked on the website, oh, my goodness alive, it was just, it was just awing. And when I answered, because nobody there to answer the phone, you don't even have a secretary.
Mm.
Don't even have an answering service set up. And people know, even the people that call me in business, and quite a few of them been calling me lately, is this Freedom Doors Ministry? I say, yes, it is. How many employees do you have? I say, one. Y'all don't make me holler. Harry Johnson. I say, one. They say, well, oh, we was thinking that you had at least 1,500 employees.
What?
So, well, I thank God for you speaking that on me. I said, but as soon as you find the 1,500, would you call me back?
Amen.
Because I don't have 1,500, Clarice. But they see the name Freedom Doors Ministry. But if you look on my website, it'll tell you what I do. But when people see ministry, and then they see a bunch of people that come together. They're not following you now, but they come together with your ministry because God has sent them that way. See, the church done turned into a business.
A business.
Now, anytime folks telling you to bring your W-2 so they can see what you make in the church, something is wrong.
Yep.
Amen.
Because we don't know how God is going to supply for us. I can't tell you how God going to supply for me next month.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is have faith and confidence, which is trust in him, and wait until he supplies.
That's right.
So now you want my W-2 so you can tell how much money the church going to get, this physical building going to get every month. And people been going for that. A bunch of prosperity pimps.
Prosperity pimps.
No one
running
ever,
you out your money. You over there thinking you paying for the word and paying for blessings. And then they tell you, will a man rob God? You robbing him.
Yep.
Amen.
Or you not teaching the people to go help your neighbor.
Ooh.
Instead of putting bricks in this building and better pews and chandeliers, God don't invest in stuff and things. He invests in people.
That's right.
In
that's
my ministry,
right.
I invest in children. I invest in women. I invest in men. And I don't have no one kind of ministry, all women ministry. I got nothing for all women. Let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest. God is separated.
Mm.
I watch all that kind of foolishness. Because you got undercover gay people doing
yes,
all kind of things and making you thinking you with God. If the man can't come, the woman can't come either.
That's right.
Jesus in the morning is for men and women, boys and girls.
Yes.
I don't have no all thing for women.
Ooh.
Now, in the project, I got the Renaissance women going, but you better bet it's going to be a Renaissance man.
My.
Now, he's thinking with what God ain't prejudice. He's just for women, and they use the next few. Oh, women go through so much. Well, what about what the men go through? They go through so much, too, especially
yes,
black men.
Yes, ma'am.
They go through a lot. And the man was telling me, he said, well, I had to become a fake man. Because all I could find was fake women.
Oh, wow.
He said, and black women, all they do is raise hell, ma'am.
Fake women. Lord, have
he
mercy.
He said, and all I can do is if I don't give her what she wants, I don't have no wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to let God choose for you out here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, these prosperity pimps done messed them up, done taught them it's all about money and stuff and things. God is some sugar daddy.
Amen.
You know, sugar daddy.
Amen.
He's Almighty God who have all power.
Power.
And he love us, and he want us to get it right with him, and he want us to do right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's just the bottom line of it all. That's the bottom line of it all.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You done started something up in here now. Undercovers all over the place.
Yes, ma'am.
Undercovers all over the place.
Yes, ma'am.
Join your page, trying to listen on your blog to see what you're doing, and not coming on your blog to help you or to be a part of it, but coming on your blog to pray against you, coming against your blog to tear you down. You know, spirits out there acting crazy, the spirit of error. The Bible says there is a spirit of error and there is a spirit of truth. We better know what spirits we're listening to, because a lot of folks out there listening to stuff that sound good is not from God at all. Not from God, okay?
Man.
You got the spirit of darkness running around out here telling things, calling good evil and evil good. The Bible said, woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Woe to them. You out there telling people it's okay to be homosexual in the church. You telling people it's okay to be adulterous in the church, and you still can come in there and be the pastor. You still can come in there and be the choir director. You still can come in there and do anything you want to do and still doing the same thing that you're doing. The spirit of error. God says, woe unto you. And if you're a pastor, if you're an apostle, if you're a bishop, and you have a church and you're allowing this stuff in your church, woe unto you. Woe unto you, because a little leaven leavening the whole lump. And you wonder why everybody in your church head spinning around like the exorcist, because you allowed that sin in your church, and you sitting there condoning it every Sunday, and you telling them it's okay because God is a God of love.
Okay. But let me tell you something now. Let me tell you this. Many of them doing this because they think they're getting away because God don't destroy them right away.
Amen.
So they think, hey, it's okay, but let me tell you something. Did you know the flesh is a serial killer?
Serial killer, I saw that in
the flesh is a mad assassin.
Mm.
Because the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. You're not getting away with nothing.
That's right.
I can't uphold you in your wrongdoings. Yes, we're supposed to love. And I can't help what you are. I love you as a person. But I will not condone your sin.
God said
it's a sin. It's wrong. He's turned you over to a reprobated mind.
Reprobate.
And they're using the excuse, I was molested when I was a child. My friend Yvonne Ryle told me this. They told her they was born like that. She said, well, you must be born again.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay that you were born gay, but you must be born again.
I like that. I'm going to use that on somebody today.
I'm going to win you right. And I'm not coming against you as a human being.
You better go ahead.
And they're using different words now, significant others. Oh, they done upped the rap game. No shame, no embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to that point, you stand up in God's face and tell him what it is.
Yes, and that's what they doing.
They think.
That's what they doing. They call themselves telling God.
Oh, that's what right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction.
Look, can I say this real quick? Because we got a few minutes. I just want to say something. Because my husband, he's here, but he's dealing with the grandchildren right now. If you hear noise in the background, that's my grandchildren. My husband always says, we worry about the things that we see with our eyes. We see the homosexuality. We may see people in fornication and adultery. But what about the secret sins of the heart? God looking at that stuff, too. What about the secret stuff that you're doing that nobody see? And you still coming to church shucking and jiving and speaking in some kind of something, whatever you're speaking in. You might even be speaking in tongues for real. Really, you might be. But God knows our heart. The Bible says God knows the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. You go to church and do all of that stuff that you want to do, but guess what? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. But everything we do in this body, every single thing we do in this body, we're going to have to pay for it. We're going to have to give an account for every single thing that we do in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Every single thing we do in this body, we're going to have to give account for. Jesus said, the Word of God says, when you become saints, don't let that stuff be once named among you. Adultery, fornication, all that stuff. Once you have become a saint, we people out here call themselves saints, they still lying, they still stealing, they still backbiting, they still committing adultery, they still doing all of this stuff. Why? Because they're not renewed in the spirit of their mind.
Evangelist Scott,
I'm
nobody
sorry.
Will cry loud and spare not.
Oh, well, you got three on the line.
They push it under the rug because you put money in the church. See, if you give a good offering, I'm not going to preach on what you're doing, and then many can't preach on it because they're too busy doing it.
Because they're doing it. That's what my husband says.
Yeah, if I'm a pastor that commit fornication, there's no way I'm going to get up in there and preach on fornication.
No, not
it
at all.
This. The devil is not going to come against the devil.
Not at all.
He's not going to come against himself.
Not at all.
You
your
got that
flesh
one
is not going to come against your flesh because of this.
Mm-mm. Listen, we have 2 minutes left in this broadcast, and I end the broadcast with offering Jesus to whoever may be listening. I offer Jesus to those that may be in the archives listening to this at a later date.
Yes.
And I offer Jesus to those who may be on the phone line listening. Maybe you backslidden. Maybe you don't even know who Jesus is. Maybe you heard different things and saw things going on in the church and you don't want to really be bothered. But Jesus is not that church. Jesus is the Son of God, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus wants you to come to him. He wants you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead so that you can be saved. He wants you to come to him and get your mind renewed so you can seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then the rest of the stuff will be added. So if you don't know Jesus today, if you have not come to know Jesus in the pardoning of your sins, the same Jesus that was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities, for our iniquities and our transgressions, if you don't know him, I introduce him to you today. He is the Son of God, Jesus. He is the one that went to the cross at Calvary and died for your sins and my sins. He is the one that bore those stripes for our sins, and so that we can have the right to the tree of life, so that our names could be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He is the one that says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I introduce you to him today. I introduce you to him. Hallelujah. And if you don't want to take what I'm saying, go to the Bible. Read it. John 3:16, Romans 10:9 and 10, Romans 8, Romans 6, Romans 12. Verses 1 and 2, I offer you Jesus today so that you will not spend eternity in the lake of fire, so you will not lose your life and spend eternity in the lake of fire. Now, the Bible tells us, choose you this day whom you will serve. I offer you Jesus. You choose whom you will serve. Evangelist Mac, I love you. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. We are going to do this again. We have 15 seconds left, and we're going to close the broadcast thanking God for those that are being born again today, just because they heard the word, that this word is going to fall on good ground, hallelujah, and that the enemy is not going to come pluck this seed up, that the person that heard the word today is going to receive it and be saved and be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The show is over. The broadcast is over. But I thank everybody for being on the phone line. Brother Dre, I appreciate you. Evangelist Mac, you know I appreciate you. And I thank God so much for how he's using you in the morning, on Jesus in the morning. I thank you, Sister Clarice. I thank you, Sister Desiree. Everybody in the chat room, Patriot Greg, I thank you so much for being here. You're such a support, and I really appreciate you. Minister Bonnie, God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And I want you to know that on tomorrow we are going to have Sister Clarice on. She's going to be our guest at 12 o'clock tomorrow. And I'm going to schedule that for an hour as well on tomorrow. So if you can, please join us on tomorrow. Same station, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and whatever the Lord has to say through her, then this is what we're going to receive in the name of Jesus. So thank you, everybody. I love you so much. We'll stay in contact through Jesus in the Morning, through Facebook, and my phone number should be on there. So if you need to call me, give me a call or message me on Facebook. God bless you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of the day.
All right. Bye-bye, Brother Dre. Bye-bye, Clarice, and everybody.
Okay. God bless.